Hey, nice to see you again after the long vacation. How are you recently? How was your vacation?
Hi, good to see you here. Actually, I have just come back from Australia.
Really? Cool. I bet you must have spent an amazing holiday there.
Yeah, of course. I went diving. Really fantastic.
You did, didn't you?
That's right, I did.
Wow. So what was it like?
Well, actually, it was quite scary, to be honest. When I first started, I did an introductory course, which was just maybe like 2 days. And so they just sent you out with all of the equipment, put you in the sea, and guided you. But then, when I did the real course, we started in the swimming pool, which was fine, and it was all great fun. Although, there were two men on my course who completely freaked out and had to leave.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was fine. But then they took us out to sea, which was a bit different. Yeah, because they made us set up our own equipment. I mean, they still checked us and everything, so we didn't die. But we had to put on our own equipment. We had a diving buddy, and I was with my friend Graham, who I was traveling with anyway, and we went down into the sea. We went down maybe 15 meters, and they always say something like, "Don't panic, and just keep breathing normally." But I did kind of panic a bit.
Oh no.
So then, I rose to the surface really quickly, which you know you're not supposed to do in diving. So I went up quite quickly. Luckily, we weren't deep enough to do any damage, but my diving buddy Graham was having a great time down there looking at shipwrecks and didn't even notice that I was missing.
What a terrible guy.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. Did they fail him? I hope he failed the course.
No, he passed, but it meant that I couldn't go diving for the rest of the day because I had gone down quite deep. So that was a shame.
That's terrible. But you didn't hurt yourself. You didn't come up too fast.
No, I was fine in the end, but it was a shame because that was the end of my diving day. But we had a few more days to do it.
So now you are comfortably diving? You don't freak out anymore?
I don't freak out anymore, but I couldn't go diving now on my own because it has been so long.
You are right.
What does the woman say about the introductory course?
Which statement is not correct about the woman's diving in the sea?
How did the woman feel after she went down the deep sea?
What do we know about the woman's diving buddy?
What do we know about the woman now?